Good morning and welcome to the DF Starmer YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11 Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 12th of August. We're going to focus just on the 10-game main slate. I believe there's a 5-day game, 5-game day slate, but for this video, we will look at the main slate of 10 games. Weather-wise, let's take a look. We have some weather issues in Pittsburgh. Right now we have it listed as 70% chance of a delay, 15% chance of a PPD. Second game of the Braves Mets doubleheader, the one that is on this slate, 20% chance of a delay risk with just 5% chance of a PPD risk. And then some slight delay risk in Kansas City. But nothing to worry about there. So obviously Pittsburgh, Cincinnati is a big one to pay attention to from a weather standpoint. So let us dig in. Spencer Strider has not fared well against the New York Mets. He is a -220 favorite though. The Mets have gotten to him. Strikeouts have been there, but this Mets team just has an idea against him. I'm not really sure what it is. Gave up 8 in the second meeting and then 4 in the first. But I am of the belief that Spencer Strider can come out and dominate them. Coming off of an atrocious start against Pittsburgh, he was cruising into the third inning, got two outs pretty quickly, and then the wheels fell off somehow. I don't know if he experienced some sort of injury in that time, if he was tipping his pitches or what was going on, but suddenly everything was hit hard through the middle of the field, and it's really tough to explain. So I'm looking for him to bounce back. I wish his price would have dropped a little bit, but I'm definitely interested in Strider because he has the greatest ceiling on the slate. Zach Gallen against a Padres squad that he's been pretty strong against through two starts, and he gets to face them at home. Excuse me. Have to like Zach Gallen as one of my favorite pitchers in baseball. It's a -140 favorite. Hasn't been super sharp of late. He's coming off a strong start against Minnesota. But that's kind of to be expected with how Minnesota has struggled offensively and with their strikeout issues. No problem with Zach Allen. Do have a little bit of a problem with the fact that he's 11.6K, but it is what it is. Probably going to be tough to make Strider-Gallen combination lineups, to be honest. Woodruff, in his second start back, did come back and throw 85 pitches. Little more than I thought. I thought he'd be around 75 to 80. Looked pretty good against Pittsburgh. Gave up 2 solo home runs. Strikeouts were there. And now he's taking on a White Sox squad that has not been good. They did get to Corbin Burns last night, which is a little shocking. Milwaukee's a -160 favorite in this game. I'm all for Woodruff. Again, price tag 10.8K. Seems a little elevated. Considering last start he was just 9,300. George Kirby against Baltimore. I am not gonna go there. Probably gonna come back and bite me again. I wasn't on Luis Castillo last night, and he went out there and got it done. At least last I looked, I didn't see how he finished, but he was on his way to a pretty strong game. Kirby's been best at home. Was strong against this Baltimore squad the one time he faced them, even though he took the L. Been really good his last two starts, 3 out of his last 4. So maybe I need to consider him, but I don't know that I want to pick on this Baltimore squad. I guess so right now I'm going to put him on the outside looking in on my pitcher pool, but there's always a chance he makes it back in just based on, how we research and looking at names, just a quick look. I think he might end up back in, As most of you know, I do focus on getting eight guys in my starting pitching pool on main slates. The numbers just seem to work out well. You're doing eight guys in my pool, even on gigantic, 15 game slates. I'm still dropping it down to eight. Next up, Cobb versus Haney in this matchup. San Francisco is a minus 125 favorite. I am a little shocked to see that. Cobb has been dominant at home, just not allowing any runs. The last couple starts haven't been great. A lot of home runs coming against him. And both in some pretty big parks. Oakland's a big park, and then obviously home against Arizona, giving up five home runs over his last 11 and a third. Something to pay attention to given how strong Texas is offensively. Seeing that San Francisco's a favorite kind of shocks me. I think I'm going to fade Cobb for Haney, at least right now. I'm not a huge Haney fan, but he's looked good the last handful of starts. And we know that San Francisco can strike out quite a bit. Throughout the year, they've struggled against left-handed pitching, which has blown my mind because they have a few guys that traditionally have done a ton of damage against left-handed pitchers. Haney's strikeouts are all over the place. So that is one worry, us relying on strikeouts out of him because he could just drop a four on us. But I personally think he's in a better spot than Alex Cobb in this matchup. And he's cheaper. So I would go Haney over Cobb. Obviously, there's a chance that they both end up in my pool. But right now, I'm planning that Cobb does not make it into my pitcher pool. JP France getting back on the mound. Let's take a look. I know he threw in relief, kind of piggybacked off of Urquidy. I like seeing that he's back on the mound. I was really sad to see him be the one to fall out of the rotation. As they get healthier and acquired Verlander, he's been really impressive to me. Hasn't been as great at home. Strikeouts are down, but I do like this his arm. Just five strikeouts and 11 and a third against the Angels. It's a little worrisome. There are strikeouts in this lineup. I'm gonna have to see how his splits have evened out or not, because at one point I know he's pretty strong reverse splits. And if those have held true, I actually like him more against this version of the Angels lineup. But we'll have to dig in a little bit more. He is a minus 170 favorite in this game. Higher game total, but I am intrigued. I think I have him just ahead of Cobb, if we're kind of giving rankings here as we go. Tony Gonsolin, decent at home. His performances are all over the place, but he's just not getting strikeouts. Strikeouts are huge, obviously. He's a minus 292 favorite, so he has the matchup to make it work. Just not in love with the price tag. Not really in love with, what appears to be 16 point upside right now. But with that said, we know he's capable. 25 and a half against San Diego, 26 and a half against the White Sox, 23 against the Brewers. He is capable of a mid-20s performance, which is what we're looking for. So right now he's going to make it in, but I don't feel great about the upside, to be honest, at all. Not really interested in Anderson. Well, not really, just not interested in Tyler Anderson at all. Steven Matz. I am interested, but this Kansas City squad has been scoring some runs. St. Louis is a minus 145 favorite. He's been really good. Four starts, allowing two total runs over those four. Six strikeouts in three out of the four. I'm interested. I won't go too heavy on him, based on how Kansas City has been offensively, but I certainly like Matt and the way that he is thrown. Taking a look at some other guys. I don't really know. Hatch isn't going to be the long reliever. He just threw 40 some pitches on the 10th, so I just don't see him making it. Medina has had some solid outings of late. This matchup, there, this game just isn't exciting to look at, but Washington is a minus 145 favorite in this game. I don't think I'm going with Medina. I just don't think he's intriguing enough for me, but I think some people will push him as an option. And while I understand it, given the matchup, I don't really want to rely on a starting pitcher from Oakland. Rich Hill, no thanks against Arizona. Does not look good in his one performance since the trade deadline. Wasn't exactly great leading up to the trade deadline either. So I will pat on Rich Hill. Quintana against Atlanta, no thank you. Williamson against Pittsburgh, maybe. He's coming off of an elite performance. But the big thing here is the weather in Pittsburgh. That's rain is not good. Huge delay risk. We're gonna need to know when that delay is expected. You know, if it's a pregame delay, fine. If it's something that's gonna hit an hour into the game, that's gonna worry me. Obviously, with pitching, Williamson is intriguing enough that I will consider him. But again, it really depends on the rain timing. Cole Reagans has looked phenomenal in his two starts back at the major league level. Actually looked great in his last start before getting sent down as well. his strikeouts are through the roof. I'm gonna have to look at his minor league numbers this year to see if there's been a spike in strikeouts, but absolutely dominated the Mets and then followed it up with a dominant performance against Boston when everybody was on the Red Sox. I think I have to consider him based on how he's throwing. And we know St. Louis is extremely hit or miss. They do have some guys that have traditionally crushed left-handed pitching. So there is some worries there, but man, Cole Reagans has looked really good and he's just 5,500. I don't know if I want to fall for the trap or not. Because at some point the wheels should fall off. I mean, this is a guy that has not done it before at the major league level, and suddenly he's just absolutely doing it. So, that'll be an interesting one to break down and kind of make a decision on as the day goes on. But there we have it. There is our pitching video for today. First look at how I'm thinking the slate goes or what I'm thinking about the slate in terms of pitching. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our coaches, tools, Discord, etc. I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.